Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about no labels, and apparently no candidates either. Okay, so if you aren't familiar with no labels and what it was going to do this election season, just catch you up real quick. They said that they were going to run a centrist unity ticket for president, vice president. They're going to try to take the White House. They said they were centrist. They certainly appeared to be center right to me. Some of the candidates that we believe they approached, and in some cases no, like Haley, Hogan, Manchin, Chris Christie, people like that. They did not seem interested. Now, the group itself, it kind of took a big hit when Senator Lieberman died. It was very integral to what was going on. They had made some moves. I want to say they got access in, I don't know, 20 states or so. They'd be on the ballot. But they have now decided they will not run a candidate because they probably realized that they can't get a ticket together that, I mean, forget about a viable pathway to the White House. They probably couldn't get a ticket together that had a viable pathway to getting a decent share of the vote. So they've basically called it. They're not going to run a ticket. If the reporting is correct, they're not going to do anything as far as running anybody. There is an indication that they're still going to be active, but it almost sounds like they're going to be commentators on what other candidates say. There are plans to continue post-election after 2024. My guess is that if they pursue the same strategy and try to get a ticket for the White House, it's not going to go anywhere. When it comes to third parties, I'm pretty open about this. If you're not starting in the House at the highest level, it's not going to work. You have to build the base of power to get anywhere. Even if you win, you have a Congress that is not aligned with you. The U.S. system is very entrenched. If you want a third party, you have to build it from the bottom up. So, unless their post-election plans include that, my guess is the next election will work out the same way. So, what does this mean politically? It means, my guess is that RFK Jr., he's probably about to feel the pressure from everywhere because it is a two-party system and it is very entrenched. My guess is there's enough concern from both parties that he will take their share of the vote or whatever, that he's about to see a lot of pressure for him to drop out. Other than that, there's probably not a lot of big implications because they didn't get far enough in the process to really shake anything loose. So I think that's going to be your biggest impact. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.